The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Kane is in the building.
Yeah! All right, all ready. The show goes on all night. Till the morning we dream so long. Anybody ever wonder when they would see the sun up? Just remember when you come up. The show goes on.
Talking Heads with Naughty and MJ is brought to you by Burger King, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, NRG Nutrition, and Printmasters.
Have you ever had the feeling that you was being had? Don't that shit that make you mad? They put chains all on your soul and put whips up on your back. They be lying through their teeth, hope you slip up off your path. I don't switch up, I just laugh. Put my kicks up on they desk, unaffected by they threats. Then get busy on they see, that's how that shit tell me, man. That's how my daddy raised me. That glittering may not be gold, don't let nobody play me. If you are my homeboy, you never have to pay me. Go on and put your hands up, when times is hard, you stand up. L.U.P. the man, cause a brand that the fans trust. So even if they ban, I still never slow my plans up.
You got it locked and loaded to the Tuesday, January 20th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. And we do have a special guest today. We will be getting into a good conversation with no stranger to the show, the F&M ratified candidate for the Elizabeth Estates constituency, Ms. Heather Hunt. We'll have a great conversation with her, no stranger to the show. But if you want to chime in and be part of the conversation, here's how.
Here's how you can become a talking head. Brought to you by BTC.
Text lines powered by BTC 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Phone lines open in New Providence, 323-6232, 325-4259, 325-4316. Toll free in anyone in the Family Islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Stream us live.com. That's guardiantalkradio.com. Cable channel 969, BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for fresh news, smart talk all day, right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. All right. Part of the conversation. Definitely going to be the headlines.
It's time for headliners. Everything that's making headlines in the 242. Brought to you by the Fine Threads.
And here's what's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views of Madison's 1844, all brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. OPM on defensive. Guardian stands by VAT story. The office of the Prime Minister last night pushed back against a headline story in Monday's edition of the Nassau Guardian, which reported that the value-added tax cut on unprepared foods in grocery stores recently announced by Prime Minister Philip Davis will average about $11 per month per household. Based on the $15 million overall, the government said the cut will amount to. But OPM provided no calculations of its own, despite claiming that The Guardian committed a miscalculation with an erroneous claim. The Guardian stands by the story published on the projected average benefit to households. Look here, man. Based on the track record of the OPM and the PM indirectly, I mean, if you look at the surplus and you look at... the hotel, Ryan Lucayan, the airport, teachers being paid, increase, no increase, some got, some didn't. I mean, come on, you got to double check. You got to double down. You got to ask questions. The track record is there of misspeaking. So we got to find out what's really going on. And yes, I appreciate the removal of that. But I tried to do the math on that. Nothing from nothing, leave nothing. $11. I appreciate that $11. Rubis, $5.15 a gallon. Esso, $5.11 a gallon. Shell, $5.10 a gallon. Now you've extra 2 gallons of gas a month. And I ain't trying to sound ungrateful. But I mean, if you want to boast on savings, $127 a year, with all the taxation and other the cost of living going up everywhere else, up the wazoo, but anyway. Thank you for trying, I guess. Robert Hamas Defense Force officer arrested for armed robbery, police say. All right, what's going on with the armed service branches? We got police force in the news, defense force in the news, customs in the news, or immigration in the news. What's going on? Why is everything sounding like the old Rampart District in L.A. back in the day? Or the Miami River Cops? Why is this sounding so dark and gloomy with the armed service? Is everybody getting paid? Are still up in arms about the insurance not being paid. But my God, what's really going on? What's happening with the vetting process at these branches? Mitchell says PLP united amid jockeying for nominations. Mm-hmm. Boy, Mr. Mitchell on a roll. Talking a lot. Boogeyman stories of if the FNM wins, they're going to lay off civil servants. And now he says the PLP is united. Not with all them voice notes on social media with different camps fighting and factions and fighting and body slamming and slapping up from Freetown. Mm-hmm. I've been hearing plenty from Freetown. Been hearing somebody in Pinewood too. I've been hearing it. And more. I ain't gonna talk no more. Southern Shore is obvious. That's an obvious one. It's all in the headlines. All right, let's get to this call real quick. And then we'll get to the break. Talking Heads. Hey, what's
Justin,
happening? All right, turn your radio down for me, man.
You know what Marvin Gaye say, what's going on?
What's going on, man? What's happening?
Everything cool, man. I like to join the show, man.
All right, but I'm glad you enjoyed it, man. What you got for me today?
Well, I ain't got nothing much, and then everything speaking for itself.
All right, man. Well, just keep on listening, and I'm sure something will pop up, man. It'll pique your interest. Let's get to this other call. Talking Heads. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on, Gardner?
Naughty, I just learned, right? So I'm just got a gymnasium, right?
Uh-huh.
But tell me something. You know, I went to junior high in the state of Michigan, right? In Michigan, upper Michigan, a small town, right?
Right.
And we had a gym in the junior high. We had a gym in the junior high. We had a gym in the senior high. Right?
Correct. So, most high schools over there have that.
So tell me something. Why every community in Nassau and you don't have a school, junior high and senior high school, plus a gym? I mean, all the gyms.
They should at least have one gym. I agree, one gym.
I mean, a junior high should have a gym. A senior high should have a gym. They should have at least one school. That's an investment in education, plus what the gym deserves. The gym serves a hurricane service. We have a major hurricane in this country. Where are they going? Where are the people going? Hitting our sore. What's going to happen there? So we need to wait till it happens.
No, you're making good points, Gardner. I mean, I've always wondered why we didn't have especially after going to high school and college in the States myself, just like you, go wonder why we don't have it at home. Every school has a gym.
These people never went to these types. They never went to high school or junior high in front. I left QC in the second form, went to junior high. You understand?
I understand, man, but not everybody has been lucky and blessed enough like you to travel and see the world, you know?
Right, so it's time. We need to get on the ball, man, you see? And it's sad, Naughty. You know, we talk about good. You got the MP coming on, right? Come on, man. What has the government done? Okay, look at all these. You got these islands, right? They get miles of electricity, miles of lampposts, and you know what I mean, infrastructure, miles of road. Come on, the communities in Nassau, they congested. They don't have that much infrastructure. So when you talk about these family islands, ain't nothing being done. And come on, man.
We need to put investments in the family island, more boutique hotels, more investment opportunities, and get
more
some of this
infrastructure.
Get people off of New Providence. I agree.
Right. So, I mean, when you talk about constituencies,
you got to
stop this, man.
I got
you. Know, and watch this, Naughty. All the bosses in Nassau, where you think they from? Hey, these say generals in the farm and them family islands, they run the family islands.
Boy, watch it now. You're talking about... Boy, no, I got to ask you. You talking about good stuff as always, man. We got to get to the break. But we definitely have a great conversation coming up on the flip side of the break as we get into the buzz. All brought to you, of course, by John Shoes, the F&M ratified candidate for the Elizabeth Estates constituency, Ms. Heather Hunt. We're going to have a conversation with her. No stranger to the show. And, of course, big last headline I didn't touch on. Register to vote before it's too late. Parliamentary Commissioner urges residents to act before election is called. So get out there and register if you haven't registered. All right? Let everybody know if you have to change your voting, your polling division or whatever because of the boundary cuts. Go take care of that. And if you haven't registered, register. And if you've been sitting idle on the couch thinking about getting up and voting again, well, blow off your voter's card. Make sure you're good to go and get out and vote. All right? In the meantime, though, we're going to take a quick break. And on the flip side of the break, like I said, we'll get into the buzz. All brought to you, of course, by John Shoes with our special guest right here on the Tuesday, January 20th edition of Talking Heads, which continues right after this.
Refined sliced, then fine that is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine thread is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine thread is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine thread is your place. Is your place, is your place.
Crunch boring lunches and enjoy real food at a real good price with KFC's value deals. For $5.95, you can get a famous bowl and drink or a one-piece chicken box. For max value, grab a value box. That's a piece of our iconic chicken, nuggets, cheesy mashed potato, a buttery biscuit, fries, a dessert biscuit, and soda, all for just $9.95. KFC value deals have got the crunch that you're looking for. KFC knows value, and it's finger-licking good.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Jimmy. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
It's time for the buzz. What are you buzzing on? Brought to you by John Shoes.
Boy, you never have to pay me. Go on and put your hands up. When times is hard, you stand up. L-U-P the man, cause a brand that the fans trust. So even if they ban us, they'll never slow my plans up.
All right, all ready to show.
We're back at you on the Tuesday, January 20th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. We're about to get into the buzz. All brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. Text lines powered by BTC. Open 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Text us. I'll get to your text that you sent already in short order. Phone lines are open. 323-6232. 325-4259. 325-4316. Toll free in anyone of the family islands. 242-300. 5720. All right, we're going to jump into the conversation with no stranger to the show, special guest today. Glad to have her back on the show, the F&M ratified candidate for the Elizabeth Estates constituency, Ms. Heather Hunt. How are you? Happy New Year, Heather. Good to see you again.
Hey, Naughty. Thanks for the invitation. Thanks for having me here again. I'm just so happy to be here. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, man. Good. We're off and running into 2026. Thanks our regards. And obviously, you know, we got lots to talk about since we last saw you in the old year, before the new year. First and foremost, how's it going on the ground in Elizabeth Estates?
Well, I'm walking in Elizabeth, Elizabeth constituency. We have 13 polling divisions, and I've been in most of them, just walking on doors very quietly to start, but enjoying the interactions with residents. Naughty, I've been getting a warm reception. At the end of the day, when you meet persons one-on-one at the door and you get to have that intimate conversation, you get to hear what's on people's minds and hearts. And that's exactly what this politics is all about. You know, sometimes we get caught up with what's on your phone, what's in the PR, what's the social media buzz of the day. But the reality is all politics is local. And so I am a person who's been at this I've been involved in my political organization 25 years. So where this is going to happen for us is on the ground. And I'm looking forward to meeting every single one of those registered voters in Elizabeth and their families. We have lots to talk about. We have a lot to plan for as a community. And I'm listening, planning, getting ready to work for them, Naughty.
So it's been receptive.
Oh, yes.
All right.
Oh, yes.
So I just wanted to touch base and see how it's going. And obviously, you get it into the community.
Oh, yes.
And you walk in before you run straight in it.
Yeah, well, you got to creep before you walk. You know, I mean, listen, reality is I was ratified a week before Christmas.
Right.
You know, so at Christmas, you know, you have your soft touches and the new year and so forth. So at the end of the day, I've been doing what I need to do to meet residents at their door via phone, also via text message, but really that one-on-one knock on the door. I am not one of those politicians, Naughty. I know I have to get with it and everybody, you know, those of you who are saying, oh, well, Heather, you're not social. No, because at the end of the day, quite frankly, Naughty, people are tired of politicians putting them on display.
Too much socializing on the country's dime. I mean, me seeing it all over.
Well, this is my point. I mean, so you know.
Party got to stop sometime.
How many PR specialists the country really going to pay for now, Naughty? I mean, not knocking that group of demographic, right? I mean, they need to work too. But we've seen what's happened, right? The systematic hiring of and posting of journalists, you know, throughout, even internationally in foreign postings, every single ministry with multiple persons whose job is to, you know, comment and troll and scroll.
Like every ministry got their own set of trolls.
Anyway, that's another.
That's
a rabbit hole, I guess. You know, if we start on that, we'll go down, you know, another rabbit hole. But the point is, politics is not PR. PR show, you're not going to get it here. You're going to meet me at the door. And that's where this is going to happen, on the ground.
Well, obviously something we got to talk about what's happening on the ground is the Prime Minister's announcement about the removal of VAT. Obviously, you know, a lot of people have been scratching their heads. I've tried to do the math. MJ's tried to do the math. The math ain't mathing, because nothing from nothing leave nothing. I mean, I appreciate $11 a month, but couldn't we have gotten it a little bit better, that more households could have felt more of an impactful end of month stipend from the removal of that? It's still on a lot of other things.
See, listen, any relief, you know, is good. So please, for people who say that I'm, you know, not in agreement or not supporting a reduction in tax, that's nonsense, because every relief is, to the Bahamian people, every person's pocket is a good thing. The problem here is, Naughty, the government caused this on themselves. Why? Because last year they bragged that they've hit record numbers of VAT collections. This is the most money any government has ever collected in revenue in the history.
I remember it well.
Okay. So, like I keep saying to everyone as I walk door to door and as I talk to people, you being in a marriage and your husband comes home and says to you, baby, this is the most money we've ever made in our entire life. And you know what that family expects? That things are going to get better and I'm going to feel it. So, Naughty, after you've had the best year ever, the most money you've ever made, you coming home to bring me $11 chicken in the bag?
And chicken in the bag about $11 now. But for real, $11. And end of the year, $127.
So who mad? Gotta stay mad, because that's the truth. You, as the government, raised the expectations of the people. You, as the government, bragged that this is the most money you've ever collected. You've put the pressure on businesses. businesses are paying taxes up the wazoo. Inland revenue is actually, in many, many cases, auditing, going back years and years, trying to back tax businesses, even in Abaco and Freeport, where they were protected under the Dorian Sayers.
Correct. And I saw some tax collection going on with armed officers last year, a year before.
They come in, NIB, they come in into your office 20 abreast. They come in into your offices with guns and your shop with guns. And so you end up now, though, with, after all of that, and government has to collect their revenue, you come back with a record and you brag to the Bahamian people that this is the most money we've ever made. Well, sorry, in that situation, we expect more.
Now, a lot of questions have come up and speculation that if the remains the government of the day after the next election, that there's no guarantee they wouldn't put it back on. Now, my question is, if the FNM becomes the next administration of the day, are they committed to keeping it off of these items?
Well, absolutely. And not just on the food items, but things that we already had VAT-free. One in particular that always comes to mind and I speak about all the time. Medicine, feminine products, you know, health insurance. Those are the things that actually make more of a marked difference in the person's pocket. So, for example, Naughty, if you buy in whatever your favorite food is, I mean, I like corned beef and grits and egg, right? But also at the same time, if I have a medicine that costs me $150 a month, which one do you think I need the 10% VAT off?
The medicine.
Thank you. So it's, and I'm not saying that I don't also want it on the corned beef and grits, you know, but at the same time, as we have people who are sick, who are on insulin, people who have chronic illnesses.
They shouldn't have to juggle between eating and surviving.
Especially the people who are on these who are on medication every month. That's like a part of their, you know.
Routine. That's part of their statement. They need to have that.
Okay.
Let me check some of the texts. Good afternoon, Naughty. That $11 came with a dozen eggs and a margarine, not butter. Sucking my teeth. I won't even talk about a crack conch for a little treat on the side every once in a while. Good afternoon, Naughty. The government can do better. The Bahamas is being kept underdeveloped on purpose. Good afternoon, Naughty. At least the Nassau Guardian told us how they arrived at their figure. Well, I mean, obviously, if the Guardian's going to put out the editorial, they're going to do the due diligence and the math. That's something that we've been crying for this administration to do from they took office. Keep it transparent. Keep it accountable. Let us know what's going on. Let us have a look at the numbers. No Freedom of Information Act, no Procurement Act, and you expect us to and obviously, it's all good to this administration. Let them eat cake. We'll keep it moving. We don't have to answer nothing. And that's a problem. Good afternoon, Naughty. We want change in Elizabeth. We are voting for Heather Hunt. There you go. All right. You got any calls in, Mr. Producer? Let's get to that call real quick. Talking Heads. Talking Heads.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Hey, Naughty. How you doing?
What's going on, bro?
Everything good. So a special good evening to your guests.
Good evening.
And Naughty, what's happening in our country? Behemoths are too ungrateful. You understand me? You could give them $1,000 every week, and that's really enough. You know, because we don't save for rainy day. Everything we're gonna blame the FNM or PLB government, we're gonna blame the government for everything. We're gonna start saving for rainy days in this country, or we're gonna see the results at the end of the day. You know, we just keep complaining, but you look at it. The Haitian come in, the Jamaican come in, the Chinese come in, everybody living relaxed. Only the Bahamian get pressure on themselves, you know.
Yeah.
So we gotta now look at different, be educating ourselves now, and the government needs to stop giving these handouts and what have you to people every day where they want some. Bahamian people go there and work there like everybody else.
Put us on a level playing field, but the opportunity to be entrepreneurs, we'll do wonders. You'd be surprised at how many businesses come up and flourish. But we're stuck in the mentality of give a man a fish every day rather than teach him how to fish, and here we are.
Yeah, that's the reality of it, Naughty. You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, every year a Bahamian planned vacation. They don't have no money, do nothing. No, all the time they complain every time for vacation. They go to buy and get money to go this way and that way. You know, but we have the, as Bahamian, I'm a Bahamian, and I had the opportunity to travel all through the Caribbean. And if you go take a vacation one this year, time to one of these Caribbean islands, see how the people live over there. When we come back to this country, we'll be thankful for everything we got, you know.
I got you, but let's use your vacation analogy and compare it to this administration. I can't promise you I'm taking you to Paris, and then Paris, and then they come and say, we're off to beautiful Orlando for 4 days. That ain't gonna fly. There could be some disappointment. There could be some disenfranchisement. So, yeah, while some people are grateful for the $11 and the $127 at the end of the year, and while I agree with you that we need to save for a rainy day and do better planning financially as citizens, you can't be bigging up your chest talking about, man, this the bigger, and then boom. $11.
You know what happened, Naughty, too? Both government fluctuate with this VAT thing. VAT really supposed to be 15%, you know. But everybody juggling with VAT, juggling, trying to get a second term in power and what have you. That's what's killing us, you know. We have to face the reality that, hey, it is what it is. It has to be 15%. Let's call it 15%. Call it a day. You understand me? And that cover all our expenses and what have you. Some people die in this country because they can't afford to do a surgery, what have you. If we pay the right VAT, that would cover all our expenses in this country. We don't have to go through this.
I'm supposed to see where it's going. Good stuff, Carl. I appreciate the call, man. Don't be a stranger. All right. We've obviously talked about the VAT situation. Let's pivot a little bit. PRP chairman, Mr. Fred Mitchell, the boogeyman stories. Oh, if the FNM wins and becomes the next administration, they're going to lay off government workers. They're going to lay off civil servants. Now, I don't really understand why. What I get is putting out the boogeyman story. It's silly season, all right? It's campaign fodder. But when you look at the FNM historically, I don't think they've ever really laid off civil servants like that. Maybe if you had a temporary contract or if obviously you awarded one via cronyism, that's a different story. But I've always been under the opinion, and whatever administration is in, FNM or PRP, if you have a binding permanent status contract, you can't be removed. Now, if you have a temporary contract and you haven't filed to become permanent, you haven't done your due diligence, or they decide to say, hey, permanent contract's out for this time being, it's not in the budget, so on, that's where you face risk. But if you have a permanent contract where you're assigned to a ministry and you have a job and you've been doing that job for years, nobody's going to come in and just remove you. So you can't buy into the boogeyman stories.
Right. Well, that's exactly what it is. I mean, you know, the chairman of the PLP has to do his job. The government is on the ropes with respect to this April Fool's gift that's coming to us on the 1st of April. So, of course, they have to go and find a story that's going to deflect from us speaking. Also, distract persons from being very critical of their internal processes that are going on right now, and, you know, take everyone's eyes off the VAT and take everyone's eyes off of the contentious races that they're dealing with in-house. And so that's something to be expected. And the FNM has already come out saying that that is fake news. That's not a priority of the next FNM government. One of the priorities of the next FNM government that we really should be talking about, again, is how we're going to address the cost of living crisis. Also, how we are going to deal with the immigration problems that are plaguing us, and that's a matter of concern for all Bahamians, healthcare. And the list goes on of serious matters that need to be dealt with in this country. So the fear-mongering tactics are not going to work. People see straight through that, and we know that it's election time. And like our chairman says, we know that Bahamians are right-thinking people who are not going to get blown away by the fear-mongering. We know that it's election season, and the tactics are going to come out.
And that's where we have to eliminate policy and policy politics. Meaning, you don't have to, this we're getting now, the fear-mongering, the victimization, the fears of victimization, that's not healthy at all. That's not healthy in the least.
Yeah.
It's not productive. And, you know, it gives an environment for trolls to flourish. And I'll be honest with you, de-average trolls at best.
But, you know, it's really just a waste of time to put words in Mr. Pintard's mouth when he is such an awesome and skilled speaker that he can speak for himself and doesn't need anyone to put words in his mouth. But like I said to someone the other day, instead of being distracted by what the other party says that he said, we should really listen and remind ourselves what he did say, which is that an FNM government is committed to immediate implementation of FOIA, Freedom of Information Act, that the FNM, the next FNM government, is going to ensure that we abide by the procurement rules and laws in this country. You know, the next FNM government is focused on introducing local government in New Providence. The next FNM government will ensure that we have a fixed election date. The next FNM government will ensure that we have fixed terms for prime ministers. That those are promises and commitments that have actually come out of the mouth of Mr. Pintard, who is going to be our next prime minister. So we don't need to be hypothesizing and wondering, you know, like you say, the boogeyman theory. We listening to what has actually been said and what we propose to be done.
I would, Mr. Mitchell, on his candidates, who the PRP is going to ratify and see who they have lined up for the next election. He's been hypercritical of the FNM's process of ratifying candidates. However, he's like molasses going uphill right now, ratifying and putting out the PRP's candidates. And not to mention the amount of bickering and infighting that you see coming from that party in regards to nominations and in regards to who they want in certain constituencies.
Well, you know, like they say, a fisherman can't call his own fish stink, eh? So, and I guess that's what we're looking at right now. It's easy to point the finger at what may have been perceived as processes or procedural issues on our side. But now the tables are turned and the popcorn is being popped watching the hot races tonight, you know, like Freetown and the others that are to come. But, you know, the Bahamian people are watching. We know, and we're hearing people say it all the time, there are some incumbents who have simply not performed. And so the question then is the PLP going to do what they need to do and change them or not? The reality is, for me and the FNM and us, I think no matter what they do in some of them, keep them or change them, the Bahamian people have had to endure 4 years of the little result. And so they're looking forward to an FNM government that will work for all and just not the few.
Let me check some of the text real quick. Good afternoon, Naughty, and to your guests. Good leaders take care of its people. We don't need that, period. Good afternoon, Naughty. That caller must be talking about some Bahamians. I retired at 48, paid my mortgage off. I am now 62. I know what my priority is. Good afternoon, Naughty. Tell Mr. Davis, stop playing in the Bahamian people's faces. Politics is dirty and unnecessary. This administration is lousy and incompetent. Removing VAT off food, especially those you met at 0%, is not an economic plan. The A&E trauma and ambulance section remained untouched for 5 years, but they care about the health of Bahamians. The hunt is on in Elizabeth. Elizabeth Farrar, we withheld the hunt. Good afternoon, Ms. Hunt.
Thank you.
Got some other ones coming in. Naughty, good afternoon. It's Joe Beth or No Beth and Lizzie. All right, she's been doing it on the ground for the last 4 years. Let's get to this call right here. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on, bro?
The hunt is on.
Oh.
I wish Fred Mitchell would and this prime minister would pay attention to our Lakaya field, paying the employees their regular salary. You send the people on with no pay, so you need to pay them their severance pay. They need to focus on the Grand Bahama International Airport. They need to focus on the hospitals. They need to focus on the fire station. They need to focus on the amount, the millions and millions and millions of promises they made to those people of West End and Bimini. There's plenty of things they need to be focused on instead of focusing on what's going on in the FNL.
And tell them ease up on Darren Cooper, too. That's my homeboy right there. Contribute to the show, so don't play around Darren either.
Sorry, let me ask you a question. Would you let someone just walk up to your station and come on the air?
No.
So just Glenn Watson go sit down and go chill out, yeah?
You just can't bounce up in the studio. I'm on air and you show up and, hey, Naughty, put me on the show today. Hey, MJ, put me on the show. No, sir.
Let Glenn Watson go chill out. But focus on Grandmama. I get Grandmama right. And Adam, next time I talk to you, hopefully you'll be the member of parliament.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
All right, real quick before we got to get to the break in short order and wrap down this hour, just real quick because I got a text and obviously the texters want to know your take on the yachting situation and the yachting fees because in your constituency they're in the hospitality industry. What's your take and what's the F&M's commitment to changing what needs to be changed in that sector? Because obviously, you know, it's severely lacking right now and a lot of Bahamians, more Bahamians are out of business. Who survive off that industry and that sector, then there are people making money in it.
So you'd remember the last time I was here, I think we started to talk about it because it was fresh at the moment. And at that time, our leader, Mr. Pintard, along with industry leaders, continued to make the calls on the government, even back then, months ago, to stop and review and revisit the new changes to the maritime industry because of the impact and the negative impact that it was having on the industry. That fell upon deaf ears for months and months and months. So now, finally, after a lot of agitation, which we do wish to say that we assisted with because we were there advocating along with the stakeholders all along, we are definitely committed as the F&M to listening to the stakeholders and ensuring that we have a yachting industry that's productive for all stakeholders. Okay, the raising fees by such large amounts without consultation or without proper studies or without considering the effect of the fallout on the related and tangential industries and jobs just was a bad idea. But what happens now, or what we're seeing now, is mistakes that are made by certain ministers, perhaps under this government, are washed or swept under the rug. Then you quietly see another minister who's not really directly responsible come behind to do the cleanup work, right? So that's what we're seeing now with the Deputy Prime Minister, who's now come from the behind. He's the shortstop. I don't want to get into no sports. I'm not a sports girl.
But he's the boxed up. He's the catcher.
Yeah, right. Whatever you want to call him, you know, coming to do cleanup on aisle 10. When realistically, had the minister responsible for the industry months ago, and even when they made these wholesale changes, transport, the port department, done their due diligence, we'd have never seen the what I call the massacre of the industry.
And another industry we need to look at, not industry, but another part of that industry we need to look at are cruising permits, fishing permits, and environmental permits as well, too.
Absolutely.
Too many foreign boaters come in, especially, you know, poachers in big-time vessels, Honduran, Panamanian, especially Dominican. You also need to look at the foreign entities coming in over from Florida, fishing the waters, doing the million and one TikTok videos and leaving the debris behind and leaving the carnage behind. So it's an industry that we have to look at. Obviously, spoken to Mr. Pintard about it here on the show, and obviously I feel the F&M is committed to rectifying and regulating that industry correctly.
Obviously, and of course, his record on this speaks for itself, right? He was the minister responsible for fisheries during a portion of our last tenure. And so definitely not just what has been demonstrated by him as a minister responsible for fisheries, but his repeated commitment to that industry and ensuring that it's regularized and really preserved for the Bahamians as it should.
We got a lot of potential voters listening, or a lot of constituents. Quick question. Let me let you get it in before we wrap. What are some of the plans, just briefly, what are some of the plans that you have for Elizabeth? And what Elizabeth can expect from you as far as the plans you have to benefit and better Elizabeth.
Yeah, so that's a question. That's an excellent question. Meeting last night that they can expect from me personal representation. They can expect an accessible member of parliament. They can expect an MP that listens, that actually takes the time to understand and go through life with them to know the particular needs of the family, the street, the neighborhood, and the wider community. I am a community-based person. I believe myself to be a strong believer in community building. So you'll see me advocate for community center with a very wide range of programs. that deal with and cater to the whole man. So not just, for example, just one example. We often see MPs give BJC and BGCSE classes for children. We know that's needed. We know we need a safety net to help our children in the education system. But as a community builder, I recognize that there are also adults who have literacy issues. There are adults that need financial literacy coaching. There are adults that need help on learning how to start their business, how to run accounts. And so those are the type of community, personal building or personal growth programs, but community building programs that you're going to expect from me. I am an avid advocate of mental health. So you're going to see a lot of mental health programming coming through my representation. That's through grief counseling, anger management, because Naughty, if we are not helping the community go through their mental health challenges, as a country, I think we need to...
We have to address mental health issues in the country.
And, you know, that's one topic that we could, you know, that takes up a whole conversation. It takes up a life of its own. But I don't believe in coincidences, Naughty. In Elizabeth, we have the Sandlands Rehabilitation Center. In Elizabeth, we have the Simpson Penn School for Boys. Just across the street is the Girls Industrial School, which we, you know, not exactly Elizabeth, but we are literally 6 or 12 feet away. We also have the prison, the B-Docs, right? Elizabeth is an area where many people happen to have to come to be mentally restored. And my one of my deep personal passions is, as a community, making sure that there is sufficient attention paid to mental health programs so that, for example, when that family breaks up and goes through a divorce, the family gets the necessary support they need. When a loved one dies, when a child is bullied, so many things happen inside these homes that the school may not be necessarily equipped to handle. The church may not necessarily, or they may not even be going to church to get that type of support. And so if we are giving that support to residents, then we are making a safer home, we're making a stronger community, and we're actually building a better neighborhood. So that's one. Can't talk it all in 1 minute, but stay tuned. And Elizabeth, as I knock on your door, obviously I know you have concerns and goals and visions that you want to see accomplished. Like I said, I'm here. I'm the representative that listens and has that personal touch. And we're going to, you know, do our best to make Elizabeth stronger for all.
I believe some strategy was at play just now. But anyway, that's a different story for another day. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking it.
Naughty, what's good, brother?
What's happening?
Rachel, you got a great woman inside, and not a good woman. You got a great woman inside there with you, but I call you directly, Naughty, because I could have this conversation with you. I might can't have it with her, but I could have it with you in the presence of her, Naughty. Naughty, you remember that the sitting member of parliament for Elizabeth was involved in an issue or an incident where they
but were... I've heard a lot of allegations surrounding particular minister's name. Clarify me.
I happen to have been there. I happen to have been present there when this incident happened. And it was abuse of our law enforcement officer. Because, Naughty, if you, me, or MJ, or any one of your children, or the children of anybody listening under the sound of my voice had done what that sitting member of parliament did, we would have been arrested on the spot.
And you're an admitted eyewitness to the incident.
What's that?
You're an admitted eyewitness to the incident.
Very much so, Naughty. There's footage of that incident that occurred that occurred that day during the carnival. The public watched that young lady do what she did in the view, Naughty. They then got on the phone and called the Minister of National Security to then intervene. And he vividly said, no, I'm not getting in that. But because she's a member of parliament, that officer, I've been made to understand, allegedly has been ridiculed. And I talk about have had the worst things happen to him, almost having lost his mind based on the level of abuse that continued
trying to manipulate that situation. That young lady there, that is the current sitting member of Parliament for Elizabeth, she needs to be dealt with, and I think the Bahamian people are waiting for Election Day to deal with her. So I heard a caller say, no bet or this bet. Trust me, they ain't betting with that bet inside Elizabeth no more. It's all fluff, smoke, and mirrors, but Busy and Lizzie, nah. People know the caliber of individual. And I believe that when the chips come on, people are going to be able to see a woman that's a mother, just like the other, but one that has the caliber of service to the people versus one that does whatever her people tell her to.
All right. And here I was calling me about a certain, you know, entity on Carmichael that got $10 million and, you know, that. But anyhow.
Between me and you, before I witnessed the incident, I also witnessed the individual who allegedly built the homes for the $10 million came on the campaign trail and said he put pounds and keys on the ground.
Okay, all right. Now, you in full Geraldo mode today, but I appreciate it. Thank you. Good stuff as always, man. And we got to wrap it with our guests, but I appreciate the contributions as always. All right, we got a couple of minutes before we get out here, but I want to thank you for obviously stopping by. Keep us posted. Keep us abreast. We'll have you back on because, you know, mi casa, nuestra casa es tu casa. So come on in and let us know what's going on in Elizabeth. And, you know, your continued updates out there. Obviously, we got a lot of response today, you know, some for the incumbent and the majority here for you. I think, like the caller alluded to, I think people want to see a little more, a fresher perspective, something a little bit different. And I think that goes for the entire political landscape. So I think it's something that you need to look at and keep knocking door to door. Keep banging. Yeah, man.
That's what we do in knocking on doors, meeting people every day, listening, just hearing what people have to say. And, you know, naughty people, ticks as usual. You know, I went to the door one day and the lady said to me, listen, man, I don't want to hear anything because it's all BS. So I said, well, you know, ma'am, it's nice to meet you. I'm going to be your MP in a few short months. So at least let me shake your hand so that we're not strangers anymore after this. And hopefully, once I'm elected to be your MP, we could talk about how we could make the community better. But that kind of response or that kind of feeling is out there. And I'm praying and hoping that as I go along and people talk to me and meet me one-on-one, you know, like I told our leader, if, you know, we're not going to be, well, or like he told us, you know, we're not here to do business as usual. And I think as we knock door to door, people will understand that and believe that and be reminded that the FNM is here to continue to work for them.
All right. We appreciate you stopping by as always. We got to get to the news right now in the 5 o'clock hour. Flip side of that break in the news, we'll be talking sports. Pearlie will be joining us. But I want to thank my special guest today, the FNM ratified candidate for the Elizabeth Estate constituency, Ms. Heather Hunt. You heard some of our plans there and obviously her take on things that are affecting the nation. And like I said, glad to have her here. Glad to hear her perspective on things. Quick break. We'll be talking sports in the 5 o'clock hour. Keep it right where you got it. And shout out to my good brethren, Lightborn. Yeah, man. Big chief down there, road traffic, West Bay, Fort Charlotte. Yeah, man. Big up Lightborn. Big up yourself, man. I'm glad you got
one in the air for the people ain't here. Two in the air for the brother that's there. Three in the air for the kids in the ghetto. Four for the kids that don't want to be there. None for the trying to hold him back. Five in the air for the teacher not scared to tell those kids that's living in the ghetto that the holding back that the world is theirs. Yeah, yeah, the world is yours. I was once that little boy, terrified of the world. Now I'm on a world tour. I will give up everything, even start a world war for these ghetto girls and boys I'm rapping around the world for. Africa to New York.
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Crunch boring lunches and enjoy real food at a real good price with KFC's value deals. For $5.95, you can get a famous bowl and drink, or for max value, grab a value box. That's a piece of our iconic chicken, nuggets, cheesy mashed potato, a buttery biscuit, fries, a dessert biscuit, and soda, all for just $9.95. KFC value deals have got the crunch that you're looking for. KFC knows value, and it's finger-licking good.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Kane is in the building.
Yeah! It's alright, already. The show goes on all night. Till the morning we dream so long. Anybody ever wonder when they would see the sun up? Just remember when you come up. The show goes on all night.
Talking Heads with Naughty and MJ is brought to you by Burger King, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, NRG Nutrition, and Printmasters.
Have you ever had the feeling that you was being had? Don't that shit that make you mad? They treat you like a slave, put chain or whips up on your back. They be lying through their teeth, hope you slip up off your path. I don't switch up, I just laugh. Put my kicks up on they desk, unaffected by they threats. Then get busy on they see, that's how that shit tell me, man. That's how my daddy raised me. That glittering may not be gold, don't let nobody play me. If you are my homeboy, you never have to pay me.
We're back at you on the Tuesday, January 20th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. We're into the 5 o'clock hour. 5.07 p.m. is the time. And we are talking sports. And we're going to set it off like we always do. Look for Pearlie, Mr. Producer. He should be zooming in short order. But like we always do, we're going to set it off with Today in Sports History, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza Monday through Friday. Great for lunch and dinner. Then on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, great for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And boy, look here. This was a heavy-duty day in sports history. January 20th. Let's have a look. All right, on this day in sports history, 1892, the first official basketball game was played by students at the Springfield, Massachusetts YMCA training school. 1937, Nell Stewart of the New York Americans became the NHL's career-leading scorer when he scored his 270th NHL goal. 1949, free substitution was adopted for 1 year in the NFL. And Patricia McCormick debuted as the first professional woman bullfighter. 1968, Houston ended UCLA's 47-game win streak with a 71-69 victory at the Astrodome before 52,693 fans. The game also set an NCAA attendance record. 1985, the most-watched Super Bowl game in history was seen in an estimated 115.9 million people. The San Francisco 49ers beat the Miami Dolphins 38-16. The first time that TV commercials sold for $1 million a minute. Joe Montana was awarded his third MVP. 1995, the NHL season opened with teams playing a 48-game schedule instead of the usual 84. The season had been shortened due to a player strike. 1999, ESPN announced the creation of the Great Outdoor Games to be held in Lake Placid, New York in 2000. That became the Winter X Games. 1999, the NBA lockout officially ended after 204 days. 2002, Joe Nierenduk of the Dallas Stars played in his 1,000th career NHL game. And in 2003, Patrick Waugh of the Colorado Avalanche became the first NHL goalie to play in one. I really like the words to compliment myself today. Alberto Tomba. And I smell Pearlie. I smell air fryer. Pearlie, what's going on?
Oh, I'm right here, my brother. I'm right here.
I'm a little heavy-hearted today, so I'm going to get through the local sports scene, all brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. All right? And don't forget, they got that SpongeBob Whopper going on right now for you. All right, be sure to check them out on that. And then you and I got to talk about what I really don't want to talk about. Hannah reaches new heights. More Bahamians qualify for Carifta in the U.S. Justin Allen Hannah had a massive jump of 2.25 meters to qualify for the Carifta Games in the under-20 boys high jump. So good stuff there. And Caitlin Smith leapt to 12.05 meters. To win the girls' triple jump competition at the Carl Lewis High School Invitation in Houston this past week, also qualifying for the Carifta Games. Gibson makes cut, finishes 56 overall. This is out of golf. Bahamian golfer Richard Gibson Jr. made the cut at the 2026 Latin American Amateur Championships over the weekend and finished 56 overall. The event was held at the Lima Golf Club in Lima, Peru.
Okay.
And the BLTA's Play Tennis Bahamas program is held on Saturdays. And getting your kids involved in tennis, you definitely need to go on out there and check that out. All right, Pearly.
While we're on the local scenes, I want to send a shout-out and congratulations to the Bahamas Flag, Youth Flag Football, the under-16 team, and then out of the world champions in the Flag Football World Championships in the U.S. over the weekend. They came second last year, and this year they came back and won it all. So congratulations to the under-U team.
Good stuff, man.
Under-16, it's U-16 team, so I'm very proud of them. You know, they're my special. That's my special crew. So whenever they do well, I'm excited for them.
All right. Well, good stuff, Pearly. I know you talk to them each and every Thursday, and I'm glad to see that they, you know, brought it home for you, man.
Yeah. They made me proud. You know, that's my crew. I'm proud of them. So we'll big them up on a later date, and we'll have some conversations with them and just be happy that they did well, you know?
All right, Pearly. I need you to help me get through this portion right here, okay? I look back on it, and you know, Sunday we talked about it on the press box, and I got everybody fired up, and them old legends was fired up in Hard Rock Stadium, and every time you thought the Hurricanes was out of that game, they came back to make it a game, and it looked like they were going to actually go down the field and have the Cinderella ending, 28-27 at home. But then I reflected and I realized I put it out there. What was one of the last things I said on Sunday? If we could get
Mendoza
through back,
no, wasn't good enough.
I said Mendoza. Now see here, Pearly, stop. I never said, you see how you go, you should be in politics, you know, you could spin. I always said Mendoza was a good player, deserved the Heisman. He was good at Cal, so on and so forth. But he ended up there because in the state of Florida, there was other talent at the time that coaches looked at from those programs as better than him. That's all. And I used it, you know, I used it as a ploy, obviously.
Oh, that,
I wanted to speak.
You do know that they tried to get him in the transfer portal, right?
Who, UM?
Yeah, and he turned, his mother said no.
Well, obviously, because that listen, I'm not going to talk bad about his mom. She's dealing with MS. It's a great story with him and his mom. But that's just Cuban hatred. Mira, the Miami Hurricanes didn't pick him in the first place, so he will never play for them. That's what that was.
Basically, yeah.
Mijo, I will cut you out of the wheel if you play for the Hurricane. You go and play for Indiana. That's a good Donald Trump American University. And that's probably how that went. But as far as Mendoza goes, when he put in the work at Cal, made that program relevant again, came over to Indiana and did it first historically for him. I'm happy for him and his mom and his dad, that family story there. It's a great angle. It's a perfect play. You saw Brady and Mark Davis circling like sharks in the water last night as he warmed up. That's definitely the Raiders' first pick in the draft right there.
I was very impressed with him yesterday, last night. I Miami defense did not, they stuck in there. I'm impressed with the Indiana secondary. They had an awesome set of cornerbacks. And I was impressed with Mendoza. No shame to Beck. No shame on that interception that was thrown. He played a great game.
Yeah, but I said it Sunday, if Carson Beck rears his ugly head, because I knew from his days at Georgia what he's capable of. And he
but
did it.
It shouldn't have come down to that. Miami played crappy in the first half. They missed the field goal. They had some opportunities that they did, so it shouldn't have come down to that pressure plate to blame him to say that. I'm not going to let you do that.
Yeah, but you gotta give Miami credit, man. They played their behind off. They held Indiana to 27 points. And technically, if you look at it, that blocked field goal was the difference. Punt was the difference in the game. They don't give up that blocked punt touchdown, Miami's up in the game.
Yeah, I agree.
So I'm not going to fully pull it on Beck because his receivers come out publicly and said, you know, he broke on the ball incorrectly. He needed to give it a better look and so on and so forth. I appreciate all of that. Will the Hurricanes be back? Yes. Are they loaded for yes? Is Malachi Toney something special? Yes. But we came up short, man. But it's good to see the program back to where it should be in the upper echelon of college football. I think recruiting is going to be a lot easier moving forward. A lot of kids with the transfer portal now are going to come back to the U, one thing that the U has better than any university in the country. It blends the past with the present as far as Michael Irvin and all of the past Hurricane greats to come out there. Ed Reed, Ray Lewis. You had Devin Hester out there. Yeah, you had several other Hurricane greats. There's a legacy there. There's something for Cristobal to build on, but it is a little disappointing. I was really hoping they would have pulled it off, especially driving down late and getting it done.
The running back Fletcher will be back next year, and I think Fletcher's one of the best running backs. He could be a top five pick in the NFL this year. He'll be back next year. Tony will be back next year.
He could be a Heisman candidate next year, the two of them.
Yeah. As a sophomore, Tony will be. He's only 18, so he's a beast at that young as a freshman. You're bringing back, you're losing some key players. You're losing, Hamilton, the defensive end, the beast.
Yep. You're losing a lot up front. You're losing, you're losing everybody, man. You're losing, let me pull it up. I mean, I looked at it, and there is a ton of Miami Hurricanes just getting ready to hit the draft. Reuben Bain Jr., obviously, the creme de la creme. Mazador, obviously, another one.
Yeah.
Keontae Scott, side of the football. Maya Nagoa, the offensive lineman, is definitely a goner. Daniels, the wide receiver, is a goner. I mean, you got a lot of potential going there. A couple other offensive linemen as well. And you got some other defensive line contributors from that team. Miami's deep. Miami's going to have a lot of pro picks this year off that team.
Yeah, and trust me, the draft department is going to be nice to be good to them.
Now,
it's just that who you had your eyes on for your quarterback was Simpson from Alabama, but he turned pro. So they're looking at one or two other players. So that's going to be interesting to see who they pick up.
Wow. This is crazy. Indiana transfer quarterback Alberto Mendoza has signed with Georgia Tech. Now, he's the younger brother, Heisman Trophy winning quarterback Fernando Mendoza. He entered the NCAA transfer portal one day after the Hoosiers College Football Playoff Championship victory over Miami and immediately visited and signed with the Yellow Jackets. Now, we got to watch out because Mark Knoll's son is playing quarterback for the Georgia Tech program. And I'm sorry, but Mendoza, the younger brother, he can't come there and unseat him. So we gotta keep an eye on Georgia Tech.
Gotta be a reason why they transfer. I have a cousin who played defensive end for Georgia Tech. He was a freshman All American. He keeps in contact with the team. I'm gonna ask him about it.
Mendoza, 6 foot two, 207 pounds, redshirt freshman, threw for 286 yards on 75% passing. Rushed for 190 yards and scored 6 total touchdowns with 1 interception in 9 appearances this season. He'll have 3 more years of eligibility at Georgia Tech. All right, let's get to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads.
Hey, good afternoon, Naughty.
Good afternoon.
Purdy, what's going on? All is well.
Hey, good, my brother. I'm good. How you doing?
Yeah, Naughty, I know you're talking sports right now. I just called to say condolences to the country at large because lovely Knowles. I need lovely Knowles, known in the deep changes back in the day.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, lovely passed away on Sunday.
No, man.
In New York, yeah. You know, you're living in New York.
Yeah, he was there for years. Stop it, man.
Yeah, so this afternoon, I'm Gully. This week is Brent Law.
All right, well, my condolences, man. My thoughts and prayers go out to you, man. So sorry for your loss. And lovely was quite the contributor, man, in a nightclub scene.
Yeah,
in the late 80s and early 90s, he was out there doing his thing, man.
So a lot of people still don't know yet, so I say, you know what, let me call into your show. And of course, I know everybody listening to your show. So.
Well, I appreciate that, man.
I called Pearly 3 years ago when my wife passed. Pearly is with your boy. I used to hang with my cousin Chris Rice, and he's from them in Japan.
Yeah, man. They make good boys. They make good friends, yes.
Yeah. So, yeah.
I know who I'm talking to now. Yeah, I remember we spoke some time back, yeah.
Yeah. All right, so then.
Yeah, my condolences to the family.
The family, because, like, you know, this is the fourth child my mother-in-law, she lost over the last several years, you know.
Oh, boy.
And Anthony was a twin. His twin sister, Angie, she died some years back. And
then
his wife died 3 years ago. Now, then,
yes.
Andrew, he's calling Yellow in Mason's Dish area.
Yeah, man, Yellow. Yes. I know Yellow for years. He used to wear the Crystal Palace, man. Gold tooth Yellow.
Yellow passed about 2 years now.
And okay.
Yellow is a good dude, man. Quite the character, man. Good working with him.
Yeah, man. Appreciate you all, guys. Naughty, poorly. I listen to you all. Mary Jane is my favorite. All right.
I know she a little under the weather today, but I could pass I could pass that message on to her for sure.
Yeah, man. All right.
All right, and I can make sure I bust off some lovely before we get out of here today, man. All right?
Thank you very much, man. See you guys later. Stay safe. All right.
All right. All right, my brother. Okay.
Bless up. Let's get to the other call. Talking Heads.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Happy New Year.
Hey, what's going on?
I think you know, I just flew back in today. I almost stopped to see if I can get you some good Pampas, you know, because I know it's a rough night.
I don't need Pampas, man. I'm good. I'm a realist. I take it for what it is. The last thing I said on Sunday on the press box was Miami should win it, providing Beck don't turn into Beck. And I had a gut feeling based on the fact that I seen him screw your dogs on numerous occasions.
Listen to me. I was watching it last night. Let me tell you something. With a bunch of Hurricane fans in Atlanta. Bunch of them. Right? So the place was packed with the orange and green. The fella sit next to me, and I say, he's good for one. He said, what you mean? I say, he's good for one. You're going to learn, because us dogs know what we're talking about. So, any tool I picked for the third round, look at me and say, that's what you had to deal with for years. I said, yeah. Understand. No matter what happens. And here's the thing. He had a receiver. The receiver broke off the route, right? So it ain't really on him. But he just missed a lot of passes last night.
But there was other moments where he made some big ones, too. So I can't take that away from him. But at the end of the day.
His ceiling is high. Lord, when his floor go, you're falling.
Just like the future ramifications for the U. I think it's put them back on a recruiting scale.
Good.
We got a solid team. We got a lot of young players to build around. I think Cristobal's tapped back into that South Florida market that you guys were raiding and Texas was raiding and other schools were raiding.
Oh, yeah.
I think a lot of those kids are going to stay home now and you're going to start seeing the wealth of talent like with the Jimmy Johnson Hurricanes. And the Erickson Hurricane, so on and so forth. So
you know how crazy it is.
You do know the kid that intercepted the ball was from North Miami, right?
Correct. Dudes like him won't leave the state anymore. They can stay home.
Yeah. And the thing is, you got a quarterback from Columbus High School, leaving Florida to go play somewhere else. You never see that before.
That's tradition. You play quarterback at Columbus, you end up at the U, you end up at FSU, you end up at Florida, you end up in-state somewhere, and you end up starting relatively soon.
Yeah. So I think, you know, Miami being back is good for college football. It's going to be a good little rivalry. And you know, I think at the end of the day, I tell you one thing, though. That dude, Cignetti, stay on him.
Yeah, those four down. He ran four and four down. I mean, you got to give
a quarterback draw up the middle on fourth and five with the national championship at stake.
That play calling, he had some big ones. I can't tell you a word of lie.
Listen, he need a wheelbarrow for them.
I tip my hat to him. They did a good job. I mean, they took the blows from Miami, and I think both teams, one, I'm happy for. Indiana, they're no longer now a basketball university. They're actually going to be taken seriously with football. They're in a conference where you're going to hear them being relevant for years to come, and Cignetti knows how to recruit. But obviously, the U has returned. The U is back.
Y'all need to send somebody to monitor Michael Irvin, though, because I think, you know, I don't think if you take much more of the white power, it can be a problem.
Look, that's what y'all need to stop, man. Michael Irvin has been clean for years. Y'all like to jump on his Dallas Cowboy White House days, but Mike's been clean for years.
Mike is like he's crazy though.
Listen, he might have post traumatic stress disorder.
Or beating a water cooler with his belt.
There's nothing wrong with that.
If you saw somebody on Nassau Street doing that, what you was gonna say?
I take it into context. If I saw a jersey from an opposing team, like how I put the Kansas City Chiefs jersey over a pillow and spanked it with a belt on Christmas or Thanksgiving, I get it. I could tie into that. I don't see nothing wrong with that.
Anyway, I do two quick things.
I call that taking smack talk to a different level. You know what I mean?
Listen. Mark Noel's son ain't gonna see the field. The Mendoza boy ain't going to Georgia Tech. Sit behind nobody.
Yeah, but Magno's kid is a stud, bro. He's a big kid and with a big arm.
He left Indiana because they brought in the other fella from TCU in the portal. And he said he was going somewhere where he was guaranteed to start. That's, he wasn't signing nowhere else. And I tell you, as someone who follows Tech, because that's our big out of conference rivals, right?
But right? Listen,
Tech's been sniffing around him for months.
I could be honest with you. Haynes King and Ben Guthrie may have their issues, but I think Graham knows. You got to keep an eye on Graham knows.
Hey, I'm rooting for him. I'm just telling you, as somebody who follows that market. Because I listen to a lot of sports talk radio.
Because listen, that's all well and good, but I don't want you all to sleep. He didn't get there because of his name, you know.
I know.
He's a 4-star prospect.
That's
all right.
Great, great.
He came out as the number 18 quarterback in the nation.
But they're not. Mendoza is not going to transfer to Georgia Tech to sit on the bench. Some promises were made to him. That's why he's transferring.
Exactly. Now let me tell you something else. That's even. I think one of the best things that happened last night as a Heat fan was that karmic justice got served. And I will leave it there.
But say?
Karmic justice got served last night in the Heat Warriors game.
Jimmy Butler out for the season.
Yeah, that's cold-blooded, man. That is cold-blooded.
He came our season apart last year, clowning around, so now his season gone. What don't like ugly. He might make it, but he don't like it.
Mm-hmm. So,
anyway, my brothers, listen, now we have a nice...
Speaking of knee injuries, how's Pat Mahomes' knee injury doing?
Pat says he's going to be ready for the season opener. That's what he says. That's, personally, for me, if he ain't ready, we got to sit him down. You got too much tied up in the franchise.
I saw a very interesting move the other day that John made, bringing back Eric Bieniemy as the offensive coordinator.
No, that ain't interesting. Did people been screaming for that?
No, nope. And I said all is right in the world now. And I told Stadboy, listen, Kansas City on a third place schedule, even with a quarterback filling in the gap for Mahomes until he comes back with Eric Bieniemy there, and you draft Jeremiah Love, man, for God's sake.
And here's the thing, if I'm a quarterback who wants to reprove myself in a place where I got weapons and a smart offensive coordinator, so I know Mahomes may come back in next year, but I play good enough so I make some money for myself that next year, that's where I go. I go to KC. I go to play with Andy Reid. I go to play with...
Well, Kelsey's going to retire, but I still think...
Kelsey's not going to retire, man. Taylor like coming to games. She don't want him sitting around the house all day. He ain't retiring this year. Well, why should he? The truth of the matter is he's still better than 80% of the tight ends out there.
Well, we'll keep an eye on his situation, but like I said, it's going to be interesting in Kansas City, especially offensively, now that Bieniemy's back.
All right.
Good stuff, man. I appreciate it. Your contributions always, man. We'll talk soon. Let's get to the other call. Talking Heads.
Yeah, Pearly and Naughty. What's going on?
Muff, I would like you to respect my privacy at this most difficult time, please.
Muff,
they still motivate them to beat us too. Anyhow, after Jimmy going down, anyhow, because buddy, he is not getting all stupid. Anyhow, it's out raining trees from all over the floor. But Naughty, you right though, because for when Malachi Tony fair catch that ball inside the five, I say, man, what do you do that for, man? How the defense was carrying on in the first half? Why you let it go in the end zone, man? And then that's how they get stuck down there, 3-0.
Malachi's a playmaker, though. Malachi's a playmaker. You want him to have the ball in his hands. I mean, he's the kind of guy, he makes a move or two, and he turns out a big punt return, you know? But he had a touchdown, and he played big, man. Had a big reception.
Yeah, he make a play with a touchdown, but that's the punt, like that block punt.
That was the undoing right there.
Right. And then the last play, the interception, man, it was a good call. You know, that was nice, but he needed Caleb Williams. They show him how to make that pass. Caleb Williams, if he makes that pass, they're going to get overtime.
Caleb Williams impressed me.
You got to go over and then drop the Marion, man. Drop the number zero. It's too low for the defender. Let him get it, go over and send it to the back pile, and then let it drop into Marion, man. You see? So my man got reached.
The wide receiver was supposed to break inside, and he broke outside, and that's what really happened, too. Even though it was a little bit underthrown.
And the wide receiver came out and admitted that today. Said, yeah, man, I got to do better at running my routes, this and that, because it's my fault. It's on me. It's not on him.
And our Miami defense is key on, like Big Chief say, I know Menendez getting the end zone yet with fourth and four. Whatever. I know he getting the end zone yet spinning. He didn't make the first dive. At least they hold him on either the first dive. Look, he's doing spinning, boom, boom, and dive. in the end zone. Boy, yeah, he could be a serious Irish man. He could get him. But, Bernie, you see that crazy dunk with VJ up down today, man?
Ooh, that was nasty.
Boy, that was stupid, yeah. Man, I know you were on that poster. Yeah, but well, anyway, let me let someone else get in. All right, brother.
Good stuff, man. We'll talk soon. My appreciations. Yeah, Pearly. Like I said, Mendoza played good. He was motivated. I think he got fired up and did what he needed to do, man. So he came through big. You know what I noticed, though, right?
What's that?
And I'm not crowning him ahead of time. But he comes off quirky like Tom Brady did. He don't strike you as the greatest athlete. He don't strike you, but he gets the plays done. He knows where the receivers are going to be. And if he's drafted by the Raiders and he has Brady in his ear, watch out for this kid.
Yeah, you know, he's going to be good. And he's a Christian young man, so he's a good kid.
You know, I mean, I'm not mad at him. And not often do you see the Heisman Trophy winner actually win the national championship. I could tell you horror stories. A quarterback to play for the national championship as a Heisman Trophy winner and did bubkus, or a running back that tore up the league and was Heisman Trophy winner playing for the national championship and did bubkus.
Yep.
So, you know.
So he lived up to his hype. He lived up to the trophy. He got himself a national title, and he bring in Indiana somewhere they've never been before, which is good for Big Ten, which is good as they're not going to be the Michigans and Ohio States. You got to look at Indiana now.
You do, and they're going to be, like I say, in that conference, they're going to be a powerhouse for years to come.
Yeah. Well, the Big Ten has shifted now. I think the Big Ten has shifted the power from the SEC to the Big Ten, so let's see what happens.
Yeah, let's see. Let's keep an eye on it. Let's pivot to basketball, Pearly. And before we talk Lakers, man, you were talking about the Knicks the other night. The Knicks is a house in disarray right now.
Yeah, they actually had a players-only meeting last night, so hopefully that'll work out, yeah.
Knicks captain Jalen Brunson called a players-only meeting after New York was blown out at home by the Dallas Mavericks on Monday night. Sources close to ESPN told ESPN. Brunson's message to teammates after their ninth loss in 11 games, according to multiple sources, was that the Knicks need to find answers for their poor play in January among themselves rather than look to the coaching staff for solutions. After a strong 23-9 start to the season, including winning the NBA Cup, the Knicks have fallen to 25-18. As their offense is sputtered to the bottom five in the league in January. Now, I hear there's a lot of internal fighting going on. There's a lot of cliques going on. Like there's a Carl Anthony Town clique and there's a Jalen Brunson clique, that Villanova clique. So we got to keep an eye on it.
That's one of the reasons the rumors going around that the Knicks are looking at trading Carl Anthony Town.
Yes, indeed. That's making it... And then when you have Josh Hart making quotes, we all need to do some soul searching. Right now, we're playing embarrassing basketball. We're not executing on the offensive end. Defensively, we've been abysmal. We've been terrible defensively all year. And Carl Anthony Towns has not been up to snuff protecting the rim this year.
Exactly.
So they could be leaning toward getting rid of Carl Anthony Towns. Now that might make them Dallas Mavericks rumors with David in there. I was also hearing the Boston Celtics might make a stab at Anthony Davis.
Yeah, I heard that too. But we'll see what happens. And I don't trust Anthony Davis. He can't stay healthy, so more power to them.
Well, when you look at the NBA right now, I mean, it's kind of wide open, Pearly.
Yeah,
you don't have a definitive head and shoulders above the rest team outside of the Thunder.
And they have some weaknesses because they drop
against certain teams that they their weaknesses have been exposed.
Yep.
So you have to look at it all the way around. And like I said, the whole Knicks situation that continues to escalate. Jimmy Butler tore his ACL as we alluded to earlier. In depth though. Butler suffered a season-ending torn right ACL in Monday night's 135-112 win over the Miami Heat. And how ironic, you know, like Big Chief said, look who it came against.
Yeah, yeah.
And so he's going to be out. And now you have to look at it. Jimmy's kind of long in the tooth. This kind of injury is kind of late for him to get in his career. How's he going to come back off this rehab? So we'll keep an eye there. I see what you mean as far as Wiggins goes, too, playing for the Heat, Pearly. He's been playing some really good ball. He'd be a good addition to the Lakers for future reference, you know. We got Pearly, or did he drop? Or is he muted?
I'm right here. I ain't going nowhere. I'm right here. I'm listening to you.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think that Wiggins trade, if the Lakers aren't going to do what they're supposed to do this year, and they're going to eventually strip away pieces next year and try to rebuild, Wiggins should be part of that equation, especially for Hachimura and somebody else.
Yeah, I agree.
Looking at a couple of other situations, this is kind of crazy. LeBron James is not an All-Star Game starter for the first time in his career. So he's going to make the team, obviously. They're going to get him on by some dispensation, but he's not a starter. Luka is a starter via the vote-in, joined by Denver Nuggets center Nikola Jokic, OKC Thunder guard Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, San Antonio Spurs center Victor Wembanyama, and Golden State Warriors guard Steph Curry. And in the East, it's Giannis, Jalen Brunson, Tyrese Maxey, Cade Cunningham, and Jaylen Brown.
So how does that work now? Because there's supposed to be two U.S. teams and one world team. Ceremoniously voted as the starters, and then they pick from them all the players who make the team?
I don't know. I got to figure this out. This is another weird incarnation of NBA All-Star Weekend that is nothing like what we grew up on.
Yeah.
Though James was not selected as a starter, Curry was marking the 12th time in his Hall of Fame career that he was not named to the All-Star game as a starter. He's averaging 27.6 points per game while close to his birthday.
Well, you know, they lobbying hard for James, trying to say the commissioner got to make a special pick, or if somebody gets hurt, they're going to let him play.
Bro,
if you don't deserve to be on the team, you don't deserve to be on the team.
Broheim, get him out of the league, man, out of L.A. If they got to put him on a team as a special dispensation this year, do it. If that means he's going to be out of L.A. at the end of the season.
You know the All-Star game in L.A., so you know they're going to do that.
Boy, Texter, I saw that video you're alluding to about Brunson and his teammate. I agree with you. I'm not going to go there. But, yeah, it did go all downhill from there. I ain't going to lie. bad news for the OKC Thunder. Guard forward Jalen Williams has a right hamstring strain and will be reevaluated in a couple of weeks. So he's gonna miss several games for them. Averaging 16.8 points, 4.8 rebounds, and 5.6 assists. He's a big part of that rotation. So they're now injury rearing its ugly head. Now you're looking at potentially this where some teams catch up to the Thunder. Because if you look at the standings in the Western Conference, they're still 5.5 games in front of San Antonio. OKC is 36-8. The Spurs are 30-13. Denver's 29-14 despite Jokic being out. Minnesota holding its own at 27-16, and the Lakers and Houston both at 25-15, 25-16. Percentage points separate them two. Phoenix at 7, and then Portland and the Clippers at 8, 9, and 10, all on that bubble round angle right there. But if you look over in the Eastern Conference, Detroit is clearing the crop, 31-10. Boston, despite everything, 26-16, number two seed. Knicks dropped to the number three at 25-18. Toronto four at 25-19. Sixers 23-18, holding firm with that number five seed, you know, Pearly.
Yeah, they're playing good. They're playing solid basketball. If Embiid could just get his act together, the Knicks will be a team to reckon with, Nice.
Orlando, if they get healthy, could be a dark horse there at number six, 23-19. And then you got Cleveland, Miami, Chicago, and Atlanta all bunched up, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And Milwaukee lurking, but Milwaukee's kind of... I think Giannis may get moved this go-round.
You don't know what you get with Milwaukee, so cheaper they move him, put him on somebody there, a contender, but you get a chance to win a title.
Correct, Amundo.
Come to L.A.
But, yeah, definitely. And sad news here, Lamar Odom arrested on suspicion of DUI.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Trey Young's move from the Hawks to the Wizards on January 7th kicked off trade season. But there should be more drama ahead. Anthony Davis should be on the move, as well as Ja Morant.
With Jimmy Butler out, I think Miami may make a move.
Yes, indeed. Miami may make a move. But Jimmy Butler, I mean, Golden State may make a move.
Yeah, I meant to say Golden State may make a move. Sorry.
So that could be something that we need to look at.
And then another rumor going on is Ja Morant's bought a house in Miami. So I don't know what
that means. That's another one. That's another one there that's circulating too. That Morant has bought property in South Florida. So that might be facilitating a move.
Yeah. But we'll see what happens. It's going to be interesting to see over the next few weeks.
Okay. Yeah, we have to keep an eye on it because I think this is going to be an active trade deadline.
Yeah. I think you're going to see some moves. Some teams are right there, and they need a piece here, a piece there. So you're going to see some moves. Some teams who think they can make a run.
Yeah, I think so. And I think you're going to see some young talent moving this go round too.
I think you may see more veteran talent move. Like you may see the Greek Freak move because, you know, Milwaukee not happening. So they may see a couple of veterans move, Young and Ja Morant, but some veterans. I think you may see some moves to show up some contenders. I think you're going to see some stuff like that. I don't think you're going to see a lot of very young players move right up to now, especially those who are still on their rookie contracts. Anything. I don't see that happening too soon.
Yeah, I mean, with the NBA, and like I say, a lot of teams thumbing their nose at the luxury tax too. I think they're going to go over. A lot of teams are going to go over. I think the Lakers are going to fly over it next year. I don't think that's ever going to be a problem in LA again. I think he's just going to play it. I think we're going Dodger style in LA with the Lakers next year.
We'll see what happens.
Obviously.
Speaking of Dodgers, only 23 days before spring.
Why would I do it?
23 days before pitchers and catchers report.
Oh, God, Pearly. I got you, man. I mean.
No, there's rumor that the Dodgers may make a pull off a trade to get Peralta from Milwaukee.
Who sent you that update?
Naughty, I had it a few minutes before you sent me, but Naughty sent it to me, people.
I saw it and I was just pissed off when I sent it. I was like, now you want Peralta on top of everything else?
You posted it in your status and look at Naughty.
I didn't mean to post it in my status. I put it in wrong. I was trying to forward it to you and went, now I gotta move that off my status.
But notice that one thing you must notice, there's few things that happen to the Dodgers that I don't know right away. You know, sometimes I may get a call, I get a text, I get some stuff, and I'm in the know pretty quick when it comes to my Dodgers.
Yeah, because when I saw that, I was like, this is just getting ugly.
Yeah.
I like the move the Yankees made getting Weathers from the Marlins, though.
That was a good solid pickup, yeah, but you really got to get Cody in there.
Weathers,
for the Yankees.
Weathers Pops came over from the Marlins in 1996, you know.
Yes. All right.
Yeah, but we got to get Cody back in the fold, man, and get him there comfy and playing ball. I think, to be honest with you, I think Posada's waiting in the wings in New York. And I think Aaron Boone is on a short leash.
I'm a tell.
I think he's on a short leash this go around.
And that's your wishful thinking, but we'll see.
No, probably I'm looking at it. I'm looking at a team's trying to build. He's not built to manage that kind of squad.
Yeah, but Cashman is not making any moves to help him.
Don't get me started with that either. Cashman is just like lame duck right now. All right, let's get to these picks, Pearly, because we got to wrap. And I got my free pick of the day coming up on the flip side of the break. And don't forget, we got Rich Eisen taking us home and Rich Eisen breaking it down for us today with the effect of Harbaugh making that move to New York and what's it actually going to bring and what's it going to mean. Part of the press conference as well, because Harbaugh just had his official press conference this afternoon. Very interesting to listen to. And I think you got to look how Harbaugh puts that team together and his coaching staff together. It might be very interesting for you to see some of the assistants that are going to come on board. I think with a fourth place schedule as well, they're going to be a factor in the NFC next year. They may not be a playoff team, but they're going to be a lot better. They're going to upset a lot of people. They may make a Patriots-type run on a fourth-place schedule. I wouldn't think to the magnitude of what the Patriots did, but they could, exceed the expectations and make the playoffs with Harbaugh. You never know. Because they got good pieces in place on the defense, Pearly. They got some solid beat.
I mean, you should be more concerned about them than
I am concerned because he's got Jackson Dart. He's got the two good running backs in Scatabo and Tyrone Tracy. He's got a halfway decent young tight end in Johnson. He's got Malik Nabers coming back healthy. He's still got another couple of pieces there, too. They got to re-sign Wandale Robinson. But if they do that, they're going to have a potent team.
Yeah, I think it's a good young team, and he can bring the best out of them. Let's wait and see what happens.
All right, so let's look at the NBA tonight. Rapid fire as we go. Like I said, we'll have a look at everything that's on top tonight in the NBA. As a matter of fact, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 games. So here goes. Phoenix minus 1.5. I like the Sixers at home plus the 1.5. Suns coming in off a back-to-back. I think VJ and Maxi going to be ready for him tonight. I like the Sixers at home.
I like them too.
Clippers and the Bulls. Both of these teams coming off back-to-back. The Bulls 3.5-point favorites at home. I'll pick them to win, and I'll go with the Bulls in the money line on this one.
The Clippers have been playing great basketball the last 15 games or so. I like the Clippers in this game, then I'll take the Clippers and the plus 3.5.
You got to be careful that they got some load management going on with Kawhi Leonard and stuff like that.
I still like what they're playing, what they're doing.
All right, the Spurs and the Rockets. The Rockets, 4.5-point favorites at home. I like the Spurs plus the 4.5 in this one.
I agree. I like them too for plus the 4.5.
The Timberwolves, 27-16, taking on the Jazz, 14-29. Minnesota, 12.5-point favorites. Minnesota goes to sleep in games like this when they're heavily favored. So I'll take the Timberwolves and the money line over the Jazz tonight.
I'm going to take the Jazz and the spread and the plus 13. I think the Jazz, for some reason, they play good ball.
That's not a bad pick. The Jazz are very good against the spread.
Yeah, I like them plus the 13.5.
Lakers on the road against the Nuggets, 2.5-point favorites. I don't know which Laker team is going to show up. So I'm just going to say the Lakers by 2.5 simply because, you know, I pull in for Luka and the gang. But this game could go either way.
I'll take the Lakers in the money line because you don't know which LeBron could do.
Correct. Raptors on the road at 19, both coming in off of back-to-back. I'll take the Warriors at home. They're 3.5-point favorites. I'll take them at home with 3.5.
I agree. I'll take the Warriors at home too. Even without Jimmy, I think Buddy will have to step his game up.
Miami Heat on the road against the Sacramento Kings. Heat 3.5-point favorites. I like the Heat to win this one in the money line because that 3.5, that hook is kind of ugly there. This could actually be a tight game. I do like the over in this as well, 238.5. Both of these teams should go over.
But I'm going to take the Heat and the points.
All right, there you go. Well, here we are. We've reached that time, Pearly. Good stuff as always. We're going to take the quick break. Flip side of the break. I got my free pick of the day. And then, of course, we got Rich Eisen taking us home. But going to the break, we got to, you know, do this one up for the late Lovely. We lost Lovely, man, one of our pioneer entertainers. So yes. Our thoughts and prayers go out to his family. Condolences. And if you want to know who we were talking about, it's the late, great Lovely right here. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Talking Heads.
All right, ciao.
Boring lunches and enjoy real food at a real good price with KFC's value deals. For $5.95, you can get a famous bowl and drink or a one-piece chicken box. For max value, grab a value box. That's a piece of our iconic chicken, nuggets, cheesy mashed potato, a buttery biscuit, fries, a dessert biscuit, and soda, all for just $9.95. KFC value deals have got the crunch that you're looking for. KFC knows value, and it's finger-licking good.
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances, so come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Pocket with a Fidelity debt consolidation loan. Why pay more when you can pay less? Reduce your monthly debt payments down to one low, easy payment. Apply for a Fidelity debt consolidation loan today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Hungry? Well, Burger King Nassau is turning up the flavor at a great price. The King Meal Deals give you big taste, value, and options for just $5.50, including fat. Love that BK Flame Grill beef? Grab a Rodeo Burger Jr. served with crispy fries and a drink. Or if you like chicken, go for the Rodeo Crispy Chicken Jr. or the six-piece nugget meal, also with fries and a drink. One price, tons of choices, and flavor that hits every time. The King Meal Deals are only $5.50 at Burger King Nassau, where taste is on fire.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Oh, only on Guardian Radio.
96.9 FM.
Kane is in the building.
Yeah! It's alright, already. The show goes on all night. Till the morning we dream so long.
Naughty back at you with my free pick of the day and game. Today is Tuesday. My free pick comes to you from men's college basketball. Number 25, Seton Hall taking on St. John's. I like St. John's at home in this one, minus the 12 points. St. John's minus 12 over Seton Hall. That's my free pick of the day. Play it and win with the Island Game. The game you know, the friends you trust. And the Island Game always reminds you to play responsibly.
And as for Fernando Mendoza, I see a first overall draft choice. I really do. Now, that may be part and parcel of who else is in the draft or who else is not in the draft. But at the end of the day, who I see is somebody who processes really well. And I see somebody who is tough as nails. Tough as nails. I see somebody who knows Tom Brady's in the building. Who knows Tom Brady and Mark Davis and John Spytek are in the building, and those are the three who are going to decide who's the first overall draft choice in the NFL draft. And I know I have to perform not only for my future, but for my present and for my current teammates and for my current head coach. And I see his stat line. It doesn't jump out at you. But what I see are a bunch of dogs on that Miami defense, including Reuben Bain, who I was texting with, I'll say it, I don't care, Daniel Jeremiah last night. And I'm like, where's he going to land in the draft? And he just wrote back, top 15. Okay, so he's going to see Reuben Bain or a lot of guys like him in the NFL. And he got targeted last night. There's no doubt. He got cheap-shotted. I don't know how the hell there was no targeting call on the one that split his lip. You know, I love Cignetti going off of the field at halftime in his quick, usual, nothing's really said chit-chat with sideline reporter and coach heading off into the locker room. He's just like, there were three personal foul penalties on our quarterback that were not called in the same drive. And that kid last night 100% was circled by Miami, and he was circled by Ohio State, who blew him up first play on the Big Ten championship night. And 100% is viewed by a lot of people in this world as soft because he cries when he talks, which may be part and parcel of our world these days as to what people consider as strong-willed, masculine people. But I think that's strong, that he's able to show his emotions and still be an absolute beast of the first variety. He has checked every box. This play right here, fourth and four, your coach is saying to you on the sideline, we're going for it, and you're the one who's going to run it. We're not going to use your arm, which they did later on with Charlie Becker. You want to talk about back shoulder throws to a wide receiver.
Baby.
Right? Becker, who's got future Los Angeles Ram written all over him.
Patriot.
True. All that good stuff. But we're going to run it, and you're going to not only go for the first down, but in the middle of the play, screw it. I am going to leap for the end zone, knowing the team that has been targeting me all night, I'm giving them a free shot. And I'll be honest, do you think there might be some in this world who'd be like, yeah, I want to win tonight. But Tom Brady and everybody else in the building, I'm a first overall pick in the next year's draft. Do I really want to put my body on the line right here? What if this happens, that happens, and suddenly I'm not available for the draft? What happens? I'm going to jump for the end zone. Now, I might be off, but I thought to myself, he's like, there's a torpedo and I am damning it because I'm winning tonight and I'm showing what I'm made of tonight because tonight helps me with tomorrow. And he's got his straight. Love it. I couldn't love this kid more. So, yeah, that's a first overall pick in the draft. Also, if you're living in Las Vegas, Nevada, and you know this guy isn't going raving or clubbing, he's going home.
Maybe.
He's going home.
Until he gets a taste.
Excuse me.
Vegas, baby? You ever been to Vegas?
Yeah. Guys, I've been to Las Vegas, Nevada.
The first time you went to Vegas?
Stop it.
You out quick.
He going out.
Man. I don't appreciate your interruptions.
We're just saying. They got to keep it real.
You know.
Beach club's way.
Well, he kept it real after the game.
Change too, Chris?
Which soundbite do we have here all queued up, Mike? Oh, it's touchdown. Hit it.
Yeah, a big concept that we've really had on ourselves this year is always betting on ourselves. Whether it's preseason, no one thinks we can make it. Whether it's figuring it out in situations like Oregon, Penn State, and Iowa, we've always figured it out. And whenever Coach Cignetti, Coach Shanahan, you know, they called that play, we knew, hey, we're going to bet ourselves one more time in the biggest stage of the game. And at that point, you know, I took the drop, and it wasn't the perfect coverage for it, but I trust my linemen. And everybody in that entire offense, an entire team, had a gritty performance today, and we're all putting our bodies on the line. So it's the least I could do for my brothers.
Come on! Come on. Come on. That's all I got to say. Then apparently he worked blue in the post game.
Oh, he dropped an LFG, man.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that might be for Tom. He's talking to an audience of one.
Oh, your audience.
Right there. And that was brought up after the game, too.
Fernando, you dropped a curse word there at the end, something you don't do very often. Where'd that come from?
Yeah, I would say overwhelmed by emotion, and it's the pinnacle peak. It's like all season we've, you know, sometimes I've had these cookie-cutter responses, immediate train response, where it's been like, oh, on to the next game, on to the next play, and now we did it. We did it. So at that point, I think it was only fitting to kind of, you know, open the floodgates, per se. Probably break my stereotype.
He's been around Coach Sig too long. Yeah. That's an X-rated mouth.
No doubt.
So he knows what it's like to get hard coaching and succeed with it. He knows what it's like to succeed in the toughest moments with his arm and his legs. He knows what it's like to take advantage of an opportunity. And he knows how to maybe decipher a defense better than somebody else who's coming out of a draft. I'm the Raiders. I'm all over him. All over him.
Oh, that's.
And I know they're not ready for him, just like the Jets aren't roster-wise. But they got a. They know what to do. I hope, with their roster and their cap space and what they can do with this kid.